gotten just off as lightly as he did?
I don't know. There, of course, was in Ogden. It was south of Ogden. That's where that gentleman was killed a couple weeks back. Is that right?
Yeah. And, you know, it just bothers me because I'm out here trying to make children safe. And
I understand that. I think it's a different issue, though. I think that, you know, we appreciate crossing guards, et cetera, but this was a little girl innocently traveling in her car. The issue is not crossing guards. The issue is justice, which is not administered. It was not so much the means or modality of death. It was the fact that this man took a course of action that killed a 7-year-old innocent girl, and he doesn't even get prison time. Shame, shame, shame. Interesting to note that in that proceeding, the prosecuting attorney, instead of walking out the front door where there were reporters and questions to be answered, chose instead to follow a female bailiff out the back door of the courtroom, avoiding all public comment and accountability. Also, it was interesting to note that when Judge Claudia Laycock asked the prosecuting attorney, what are the restitution charges, meaning what finances has this victim family been faced with as a consequence of this crime, it's interesting that the prosecuting attorney, who has had this case for 2 years, said, oh, I don't know. I would kind of think that 2 years later, perchance you might have had occasion to look into that. One a side note on this Carly Heyman matter. Did you know the mother called here some, maybe a couple months ago now, when the plea agreement was first struck and the charges were substantially reduced? She called up and pointed out that the car that was destroyed in that wreck was their only car, and that their family had, as a consequence of this and other things associated with the crime, been in very difficult financial straits. It had never been apprised by Utah County District Attorney's Office, for example, of, you know, victims' assistance funds, which might have been able to help them in some small way with the difficulty they faced. Mark Shurtleff heard about that, the Attorney General, and has personally intervened to help square things away for Carly Heyman's family in that in this matter, and I am very appreciative of that. It's interesting that the Attorney General of the state can find time to do what a deputy county attorney in Utah County could not, and that is to the credit of the Attorney General, and I rather suspect to the embarrassment of the Utah County District Attorney's Office. I'm not trying to be negative towards that office. I am a huge fan of prosecuting attorneys and consider them an essential link in the criminal justice chain, but like Jesus said one time, when the salt has lost its flavor, what's it good for anymore? It's 8:10, time for